When Yaakov approaches Yitzchak Avinu to receive the brachos, Pasuk says, "Vaygash Yaakov al Yitzchak Aviv vayemushehu vayomer akol kol Yaakov v'hayodayim yidei Esav." Says Rashi, "Kol Yaakov shemedaber b'lashon tachanunim kumna al Esav kantur yadiber Yaakov avi." The kol Yaakov refers not to the actual voice, but to the language used. But Rashi here, quoting this Chazal, may be coming lafuke, or to deal with the problem that the Ramban raises a little bit earlier. Pasuk Yudbeis, Ulayi Mushena Yaviva Yisi Ve'enav Kimisateya, Ve'vesi Alai Kalala Velo Viracha. Says the Ramban, you have on the first page of the Mamar Kamas, Vanitama. Why is Yaakov Avinu only concerned that maybe Father will touch me and realize that I don't feel like Esav? He should have been concerned that Yaakov is going to hear my voice and understand, Yitzchak will hear my voice and he'll realize it is me, because presumably Yaakov had a distinct voice relative to Esav. They sounded different. Everybody can be distinguished, can be identified based on their voice. We'll see this Gemara in a minute. Was Yitzchak not intelligent enough to realize the difference between how Yaakov sounded and Esav sounded? Maybe they're twins, maybe they actually sounded the same. That's what it meant. Hakol kol Yaakov. It sounds like Yaakov. Dvarav shemedaber b'lashon Yaakov maskir shem shemayim. So that's why Chazal have to understand within Hakol kol Yaakov, and Rashi quotes, that Yaakov had a distinct way of speaking, but not that the voice sounded different, because maybe in Echadami the voice is exactly the same, and that's why Yaakov wasn't concerned that Yitzchak would be able to identify him by his voice. Or maybe he was a ventriloquist, or at least able to imitate, impersonate Esav's voice to cover up. There are people who are able to do good impersonations. Fine. So what I'd like to discuss today is what are the halachic implications of what the Ramban references here, Tvias Eina Dekala, the ability to identify someone based not on seeing them, but on hearing their voice. So let's start with the Gemara that the Ramban himself here quoted. The Gemara in Gittin on Daf Kaf Gimel Amid Aleph, second page of the Mar Mekamos. The Mishnah says, Hakol Kisheirin Lahavi Esaget Chutz Micheir Shota V'Katan Suma V'Ove Kachavim. So, generally speaking, any upstanding citizen is allowed to serve as a shliach lahalacha, a shliach to deliver a get on behalf of the husband, with the exception of these classes, Chayrishat V'Katan, Suma, Nachmi. Says the Gemara, Chayrishat V'Katan, I understand, they're Labnei Das, Labnei Dea. Akum Lav V'Arhetayrahu. El Suma, my love, first long line. So why is the Suma excluded from being a Shaliach Lahalacha? Amr of Sheshes, the Fisha Eina Yodea Miminola Minosno. So he's not able to tell who's involved, who's giving the get, who's receiving the get. He can't see. Maskel Zerav Yosef, that shouldn't be a problem. Heyach Suma Mutar Bishto, how can a Suma ever be with his wife? For that matter, Heyach B'nei Adam Mutar B'nei Shazayim Alayla, how could anyone be with their wife at night when it's pitch black and they can't tell who's there? Gemar and Chul and Sarivav. Ella B'tvias Eim Edekala. You can take this if you need. Rather, we rely on Tvias Eim Edekala. We rely on the fact that there's a distinct voice. A person can identify someone else based on their voice, even if they cannot see them. So the fact that a person's a suma shouldn't be an impediment for serving as a shliach lalacha. After all, even if he can't see, he could identify the baal and the recipient of the get based on their voices. Technical problem. We're talking about a maybe got b'chutzlaris. You have to say, I was there to see the writing of the get. A suma can't see the writing of the get because he's blind. So that's why he can't be a shliach lalach. But if not for that technical problem of b'fanenechtam, fundamentally, a suma could identify the relevant parties on the basis of Tvias Eina Dekala, on the basis of voice recognition, and that would be halachically acceptable, if only because of Mufani Nechtam, that the Summa is excluded. Okay? So the Gemara in Gittin Kaf Gimel seems to indicate, at least in this context, but there's no limitation per se that we see from the Gemara here, that Tvias Eina Dekala, that voice recognition, is halachically significant, and a person can identify someone for halachic purposes on the basis of their familiarity with his voice. Next Gemara is Sanhedrin Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Here the Mishnah is talking about Mesis, a person who entices someone else to worship Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah, the second to last short line, says, Machmin lo eda machari agedar, that we can create a situation where we're going to set up, we're going to entrap the Mesis to be able to catch him in the act so that we can prosecute him. Machmidim of Edom Achari Agedah, so we hide Edom, we have Edom hide behind the fence. V'omer lo amor mashamart, and one person says to him, oh, can you just repeat what you said before? And he says, he says to him, heyach naniach etz elokeinu shebashamayim, v'nelech v'navod etzem avanim, imchozer barei samuta, so if the guy who was a purported Mesis retracts, great. Vim Amar Kachi Chavaseinu Kachi Apel, and he says, no, that's what we got to do. We have to worship Avodah Zarah. Ha'omdin Me'achari Agedr Mevinos Halabezdin V'Sakonus. So those people hiding behind the fence, who didn't see him, but just heard what was going on, are able to serve as Edim to testify in front of Bezdin that this fellow was a Mesis, and that could lead to the death penalty. Okay. Now the Gemara then has a slightly different brisa, slightly different version of this back and forth in a brisa. Five or six lines before the next mission. The Tanya, Vishar kol chai v'misas shebetorah ein machminin alein chus mizu. When it comes to any other type of misas bezdin or any other capital offense, we don't encourage entrapment. Kesa nosin lo, but what do we do over here? Madlikin lo esaner bebayis hapnimi, umashivin lo edim bebayis achisan, so we light the candles, we turn the lights on in the inner house, and we have edim lying in ambush on the outer house, kideshi ro and oso, vishomen is kolos, so they'll be able to see him and hear him. Vu einero osa, but he doesn't see them. Vala omer lo, amor shamarta li, tell us what you said before, etc. And then the final line of the braisa, ha edim shishomim mi bachutz, Mevian oso lebezdin visoklan oso. So those edim that heard on the outside can then bring the guy to bezdin, say edus, and have him killed. Says Rashi, hein ro and oso, right before the Mishnah, the middle of the long lines at the bottom. Hein ro and oso lower near. So talking about when it's nighttime. So they see him where it's light through the candlelight. Sheimo. Di lo masi chazulei, they don't see him. Lo masi misadiyulei luchuyu vektola, they can't say edus to be mechayif and misa. Biafa gav the shami kalei, even if they hear his voice, the masi lememer lo haviana, he can claim it wasn't me. So as long as the edim don't see the person who is being entrapped as a mesis, they can't say edus to have him killed. So here Rashi seems to be saying, based on the description of the Gemara says dafka, that they turn on the lights, so to speak, and they sounds like they have to see him. Rashi seems to indicate, at least as far as Edus for Dina Nefashis is concerned, Tvias Eina Dekala, voice recognition, would be insufficient. So how do you square the Gemara in Gittin that doesn't seem to have any qualification for the acceptability of Tvias Eina Dekala, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin that, at least as far as the Dina Nefashis, the Mesis context, appears to limit the ability to rely on Tvias Eina Dekala, on voice recognition? The Ramah, the Yad Ramah here in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, flip another 2 pages to the second page of the Ramah here. The Ramah is bothered by this problem. The paragraph that begins the Tanya, 5-6 lines down, Ikashalach, Hahi darmina begit in perik sheni gabi kol kisherim lahavi esaged dozina basis viyasena dekala. So how do you square our Gemara in Sanhedrin when it comes to the Mesis with the Gemara in Gittin? Midami hasam lav leinyan edus kamayri. The context of the Gemara in Gittin, hey asuma mutter, hey anyone mutter belaila. That's not about edus. It has to do with a person's own actions, not affecting anyone else. So there we rely on Tvias Eina Dekala. When it comes to Eidos, you require Re'iyah. You have to see what you're being made on. The Yishmu'ah Kala, and you have to hear his voice. But hearing his voice without seeing would be insufficient for purposes of Eidos. Then he just points out, maybe you would have said, the Mishnah makes no mention of having the lights on. So maybe the Mishnah itself implies that you don't actually have to see anything. The Braisa is the source of turning the lights on. So don't tell me, says the Ramah, that there's a machlokas between the Mishnah and the Braisa, and the Mishnah is willing to rely on voice recognition even for Eidus Nefashos. It's only the Braisa that's machmir. No. Elamas Nisan Kamayu Beyom Ubisada Ulaolam de Kamayu Beduchta de Chazule Vishamile. No, we're talking about different cases. The Mishnah is talking about the daytime. The daytime you can see anyway without a candle, and the Braisa is talking about nighttime where you need the candle. Fine. So the Ramah says that the difference between the Gemara in Gittin and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about Eidos. He doesn't distinguish between Eidos for Nefashos and Eidos for Mammon. It sounds like any Eidos. When it comes to Eidos, you require Re'iyah. When it comes to a person's own Hanhaga, so then as far as he's concerned, if he wants to establish that the person he thinks is his wife, there he can rely on voice recognition.
Same name as your,
you know,
the girl's mother. Maybe something would happen.
I just
call them in the middle of the night, and
they'll
have something.
The Tzavas Rabbi the Chassid.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right. Good. Okay, now take a look. Skip another two pages. Take a look at the Mechaber. You have the page of the Excelsis and the Sivas, but let's start with the Mechaber. Choshe Mishpat Siman Pei Aleph Seif Yud Gimel. Hechbilo Edim Bekila. Here we're talking about an imam in this context. If you have Edim hiding, V'amrle Manali B'yadcha, Amrle Hein. So you're trying to get someone to agree that he owes you money without him knowing that they're Edim who will then be able to testify that he in fact was Moda to a his Chayvus. So there are situations in which, if they're shtika, then the edim could give proper edus about what they heard. So the Ksos here discusses what is the gather of where Tvias Eina Dekala works, where is it sufficient to hear without seeing for purposes of edus. So he quotes a Pri Chadash, second paragraph in the Ksos Tivkatin Yud Gimel, Ra'isi Pri Chadash Bilchas Akum, Kasav Nami, the Rashi, that Rashi in Sanhedrin who says that you have to see, Sfirle de Lomida Mina Tvias Ayin de Kala, Latvias Ayin de Alma, Ella Inyini Sura, She Suma Mutter Beishto, Vachal Adam Balaila, Vachaka Kasav Inami, so the Pichadash has an Inami, Yesh Lomar, the Hachalosam China Tvias Ayin de Kala, Mishin de Mistama, Mesis, Medaber Belchisha. He's trying to protect himself, so he's whispering. He's using a different voice than his normal voice. So the Ksos quotes the Pri Chadash that basically Tvias Eina Dekala always works. The only time it doesn't work, nothing to do with Nefashos, Eidos. No, we're talking about a specific Okimta when it comes to Mesis, where there are grounds to believe that the Mesis is deliberately masking his voice. So in that kind of a case, where there's Reglaim Ledavar, that the voice is not the real voice, you can't rely on Tvias Eina Dekala. But anywhere else, even for Eidos Nefashos, Tvias Eina Dekala would be sufficient. And the Ksos doesn't like that. Avalinira Iker Kedvar Farishonim. When it comes to Eidos, and the Ksos is of the opinion that in order to be a Motzi Mamon, you need, even for Eidos Mamonis, you need actual Re'iyah, and Shmiyah is insufficient. So a slightly different distinction than the Ramah. The Ramah distinguished between something for your own personal knowledge as opposed to Eidos. Success doesn't have the same exact distinction, but success distinguishes between where we're only talking about Isurim that doesn't affect other people per se, and where we're talking about Eidos, both for Eidos Nefashis and for Eidos Mominus. Success says, Tvias Eina Dekal would be insufficient, you actually have to see what you're testifying about. The Nesivos argues, the Nesivos here in Ozayin in the Beurim, quotes Success, says the last on the third line. The holy inyan simanim armina b'bav mitzia de chamir isur mi mamona. I'm skipping. Aval isur le mahani im came b'tvias eina de kala de mahani linyan isur, as we see from the Gemara in Gittin, because she came to mahani linyan mama. So if tvias eina de kala works for isur, we find that isur is more chamer than mama. So if it works for isur, it should work for mama. So fundamentally, says the Nesivos, Tvias Eina Dekala should work both for Yisurim and for Mamonis. When it comes to Nefashos, there's a higher threshold of Eidos as required. There, you need Eidos Re'iyah V'Yediyah. It's insufficient to have Eidos Re'iyah Eidos Yediyah below Re'iyah. You can't just have knowledge that something happened. You actually have to see it. You can't rely on circumstantial or anything less than 100% evidence that you see. So that's unique to Dinei Nefashos. Tzitzos argues back in the Meshovim Nesivos that no, if Tvias Eina Dekala works, so that means that Tvias, what's the term? Tvias Eina Dekala. The recognition of sight of voice. So Tvias Eina Dekala, if it works, that means it's considered like Ria. If voice recognition works, that's halakhically equivalent to actually seeing it. So you can't argue that it's not going to work for nefashos because you need Eidos Yediyah V'Ri'iyah. You have Eidos Yediyah V'Ri'iyah. The Marcheshes Simen Beis, sorry, Chele Beis Simen Vav, the Marcheshes Chele Beis Simen Vav around Os Yud defends the Nesivos along the following lines. He says, no. There's a fundamental difference between what it means to recognize something by sight and to have familiarity with voice. When I have regular Tvias Eina, if I see something and I can identify that which I see, so the reason I identify that which I see is I once saw an image of this person or of this object, and I know what that image is, and now that I see it again, I can connect the image in front of me to the image in my memory. So when I see something that resembles a person that I know, I know what this person looks like, and now I see him in front of me, so I'm connecting that vision in front of me to what I have in my memory of the same exact object. And that is Eidos Re'iyah. That's regular Tvias Eina. When it comes to voice recognition, when it comes to kol, every time I hear a voice, I hear someone speak, that's a different dibur. That's a different manifestation of his kol. So that's a step removed from the kind of recognition of Re'iyah. Even if I hear your voice now and I know what your voice sounds like, but that's not the same voice that I heard in the past. So if I see a person and hear him talk and then I can identify him based on his talking, that's fine. But if now I only hear his voice and my basis for identifying that voice is from my memory of what his voice sounds like, well, what I hear now is not the same voice that I heard last time because it's a different manifestation, it's a different call. It's not exactly the same thing. That's his philosophical distinction between voice recognition and facial recognition. And that's why he thinks that, no, there is a distinction between nefashos and mamonos, that tvias eina dekala, voice recognition, is not considered eidos re'iyah against itself. But this comes up, it comes up in Yerusha context, it comes up in Aguna context, is it identifying Eidos Isha, that a husband has died, and to allow his wife to remarry. So there's a tshuva in the Avodas HaGirshuni, Piskei Tshuva quotes this, Avodas HaGirshuni Chele Simen Kufyot. The shaila was that Reuven returned from Medina Sayam, and he claims that he's Shimon's long-lost brother, and has a right to have a chelik in the Yerusha of their deceased father. And truth be told, that everyone knew that Shimon had a brother in Medina Sayam. But Shimon's saying, I don't recognize you. Last time I saw you, you didn't have a beard, now you have a beard, like Yosef. I don't recognize you. And Reuven brings two Edim who say that even though they don't recognize him, but they recognize his voice. So Reuven comes back after an absence of 20 years. He claims, I'm your long-lost brother. Shimon says, I don't recognize you at all. And Reuven brings two Edim that acknowledge, we don't recognize him, but we recognize his voice. So is that Edim sufficient to allow Reuven a chelek in the Yerusha? The other Sagarshita goes back to that balance between the Gemara and Gittin and the Gemara and Sanhedrin, and he argues as follows. The Yesh Lomar, this is the last page of the Mar Mekomos. Tshuva Simen Kuf Yud. The last line of the first column, Yesh Lomar. Let's go back to the Mesis case in Sanhedrin. If the Mesis would come and would contradict the Edom, the Yomar Lav Anahava, he would deny it, it's not me, Shomimla, then everyone should agree that you have to listen to the Mesis. V'lo yuchlu l'chai v'katala. Aval hecha d'leka hachasha b'davar, k'mo b'nidon sheper g'ranasha yish lisma chaltrias ena d'kala. So he argues here with the Sagirshuni that Tvias Eina Dekala works so long as there's no Achasha. So in the case of Mesis, if the guy would come and say it wasn't me, so then we'd have to believe him. Tvias Eina Dekala only works where there's no Achasha. So the case of Heyach Suma Mutter Beishto, that's because there's no Achasha. So over here also, there's no Achasha. Shimon can't prove that it's not him. So if Edom come and say that we have a Tvias Eina, that this is the guy, we believe him.
So that's his Ukimsa, the Gemara Sanhedrin, the Mazayin?
Yeah.
That's Dafka case that there was Achasha?
Yep.
That's.
I think every defendant has a chasha.
I'm sorry?
Every person who's going to have that kind of pain against them will have a chasha.
If he chooses to, right. But then he says, then he backs away. And he says, "Benidon didan shem Rowan es Reuven veina makirma so b'tviyaseina ditzura pashenhu sheyesh lo nolomer shein samchun atviyaseina dekala." Maybe this really is hachasha, because if no one actually claims for sure that this is him, all they're lying on is atviyaseina dekala, and no one actually recognizes him. And maybe they could also have changed their voices, so maybe you can't rely on it here either. But fundamentally, he sticks by that distinction that atviyaseina dekala will work so long as there's no hachasha. There's a tshuva. One of the many factors that were discussed in the World Trade Center cases were a couple of the cases. One of the details were that the person who was unaccounted for on a floor above where the planes hit was on the phone with family members right before the towers collapsed. So all these cases have many other factors as well, but do we rely on that Tvias Eina Dekala, the fact that someone was on the phone with this person who recognized their voice and could trace them to whatever floor no one survived on at the time? So in Rav Avadia's tshuva, which was originally printed in the Kol Tzvi volume, the volume on Yevamos, I think volume Hey, and then is reprinted in Yabi Omer Chelak Yud. Yabi Omer Chelak Yud, Evan Ezra Simon Yud Ches El Zayin. He writes as follows. V'nei, sichas ha-telefon cheskaima bein ha-baal ha-bein ishto, kama dakot lefnei ha-pigua, melchicha shabal haya nimsa b'misrado, v'kamot ha-lyendo beit ha-son. So we trace the husband to have been on those upper floors, and he was on the phone with his wife right before the plane hit. V'yadua ma-shakas v'achronim shegam sicha b'telefon yesh ba-mishum t'viyasein ha-dekala, that talking on the phone could be a Tfiyas Ein HaDekala as well. There's a tshuva on the Beis Yitzchak. Beis Yitzchak, Chelet Beis, the end of Siman Yud Gimel. Beis Yitzchak Shmelkis. So the whole tshuva is about telegraphs that are relying on information conveyed through a telegraph. And then the very last paragraph, there's Agav, in which he talks about B'makom Igon, or where it will be impossible to have a proper get, to have a husband, to have a woman appoint a shliach l'kabbalah, Ayidei telephone. So we can't talk about what that means to appoint a shliach l'kabbalah now. Minag haramah and b'nei Ashkenaz generally is never to appoint a shliach l'kabbalah. So whatever the context is, but he discusses, can you appoint a shliach l'kabbalah over the telephone? Now this tshuva was dated 1868. I just checked today, and I checked that Alexander Graham Bell patented his telephone in 1876. So I don't know if this is science fiction, or more likely this Haggah was added sometime later. The tshuva was written about telegraphs in the 1860s. And then at some point later he wrote a little note on a piece of paper somewhere about telephones, and the editor inserted it. I think this volume of the Beis Yitzchak was published much later, so it could be the editor just inserted it in the bottom of the tshuva, because telegraph, telephone, they sound the same. But he discusses here use of telephone and the potential tfiyas ein hadekala involved using a telephone. So that's where Ravadi references that we do rely on tfiyas ein hadekala with a telephone. This whole discussion, that Mishnah and Gittin of Bishasa Sakana, Kosin Afi Bishayin Makir. In general, in order to write a get, you have to identify and recognize the husband. The case in the Mishnah, in Samach Vav, not Samach Vav, around there, case in the Mishnah, Misha Mushloch Bavor, the guy's in a pit, and it's a Malkam Sakana, and he says, write a get for my wife, even though you can't see who he is. So the discussion in the Gemara, whether we have to be Choshet, and maybe there's a shade there. So the Pashas is that there is an element of Tfiyas Ein HaDekala as well, that you recognize, you could recognize who the person is based on his voice. Okay, so back here, so Kevin Sheikholim Lazarus is Kolam Adabri B'Telefon B'Tfiyas Ein HaDekala, you can identify him based on Tfiyas Ein HaDekala. Shapir Mahani Aflagabe Isser Eishes Ish. That's in the get context. So here too, we quote the Beis Yitzchak, that you can rely on the Shvus Yaakov Chelak Aleph Simon Kuf, who was Matur and Aguna, Sheidu Edom Abayla, Sheiku Makas Maves, Vikiru Rakai De Tfiyas Ein HaDekala. So there's a lot of in the literature about that. You have a husband who is dead, and the person was with him a minute before he died, but he wasn't able to see his face. He was only having a conversation, and they were able to identify the person who died based on that conversation and the recognition of the voice, not based on actually seeing the person. So when it comes to Eidus Isha for the classic Aguna to be matir, her to remarry, where we need to prove that the husband's dead, where anyway, on Midin Torah, we probably have enough evidence to proclaim him dead, and it's only the Chumas Derabbanan, the Mayim Shein Eilam Sof like Chumras, where we're Machmir Chumas Deishas Ish, to require a higher level of evidence, but Tfiyas Ein HaDekala would suffice. So there's that Marchesh that we quoted before, is talking about that context. Achiezer, Chela Gimel, Simon Tesvav. Actually talk about the same case as the Marcheshes, even have the names of the person, some named Miller and the other person to say the Eidus. So all that literature of Tfiyas Ein HaDekala working to be Matir Eidus Isha. So he says that should be true here as well. Samchina Tfiyas Ein HaDekala Gami De Telephone. And that's the psak over here, that if you could pin down this person to have been in that upper floor and on the phone right before or right after the hit, then you could be matir his wife to remarry on that basis.
Okay.
What about the concern of maybe having the same voice, the telephone is a different voice?
So that's raised by poskim. It sounds like where that is a more of a concern. But if you don't have a glaim l'davar to think that someone's trying to impersonate someone else, then the default would be to rely on the Tzvi Zayin of the Kabbalah.
I think you're pulling at a chassan as a laptop that uses a microphone for shavra. That's not true. Hold on.